Welcome back, Radiant Soul. Today we begin a new season of The Family Architect, a deeper season, a more intimate one, because this is where we turn the lens from child to mother, from parenting strategies to soul reclamation. This is the mother awakening. And today I'm giving you a sacred map, not a diagnosis, not a personality test, but a remembering. A way to recognize the unconscious patterns that shape your mothering and to call yourself back home. This is the five mother archetypes, and I promise once you meet them, something inside you will shift. Let's begin. An archetype is a pattern, a soul story that lives inside us. We all carry many, but one usually leads when we mother from our wound. The five mother archetypes I'm going to share with you today aren't boxes, they're invitations. Each one is rooted in trauma survival strategies, and each one holds the key to healing. In the regulated mother method, we don't pathologize, we get curious. We ask, what happened to me, instead of what's wrong with me? And these archetypes help us decode the invisible patterns that run our life. Here's what I want you to understand. Every woman who becomes a mother brings her own story into the role. Your nervous system, shaped by your early experiences, creates blueprints for how you navigate relationship, stress, and love. These blueprints aren't conscious. They're automatic responses that help you survive your own childhood. But what helped you survive them might not be what helps you thrive now as a mother. The power of recognizing your archetype isn't about shame or fixing yourself. It's about understanding why you do what you do so you can choose differently when you want to. Archetype 1, the martyr mother. This mother is the mother who gives and gives. She pours herself out with love and loyalty. But beneath the surface, she's resentful, empty, exhausted. She believes, if I meet everyone else's needs, I'll be loved. I shouldn't need anything. My worth is in my sacrifice. Good mothers don't have needs. She smiles through burnout. She apologizes for being tired. She doesn't know how to rest without guilt. The martyr often grew up in households where her needs were minimized or ignored. Maybe she was the emotional caretaker for a depressed parent. Maybe she learned that love was conditional on being helpful, convenient, or self-sacrificing. Her nervous system learned, I'm only safe when I'm giving. I'm only loved when I'm useful. Now, as a mother, she gives until she's empty. She says yes when she means no. She serves everyone else's plate before her own, literally and metaphorically. She says things like, I don't mind, really. I'm fine, just tired. The kids need me. I'll sleep when they're older. But inside, she's keeping score. She's resentful that no one notices her sacrifice. She's angry that no one thinks to ask what she needs. Here's what the martyr mother needs to understand. Your children don't need your sacrifice. They need your presence. And you can't truly be present when you're running on empty. Her healing journey involves learning to receive without guilt, saying yes to herself, reclaiming pleasure and boundaries without shame, understanding that modeling self-care teaches her children that their needs matter too. Practical steps for the martyr. Start small. Ask for one thing you need each day. Practice saying, I need a moment, without apologizing. Notice when you're giving from resentment versus love. Archetype 2, the perfection mother. She's the planner, the Pinterest mum, the fixer. She's two steps ahead of every meltdown, every lunchbox, every potential disaster. She believes, if I can get it all right, no one will be hurt. Mistakes are dangerous. I'm only safe when I'm in control. If I can prevent every problem, I can prevent every pain. Underneath the surface is anxiety, deep fear of failure. She often had a chaotic or emotionally unreliable upbringing and vowed never to repeat it. Maybe her childhood was unpredictable. Maybe she had a parent with addiction, mental illness, or explosive anger. Maybe she learned that she could keep everyone safe by being hypervigilant and controlling every variable. Her nervous system learned, chaos is dangerous, control equals safety. If I can just get everything right, nothing bad will happen. So now as a mother, she plans obsessively. She researches every parenting decision. She has backup plans for her backup plans. She struggles when her children don't follow the script. She feels panicked when things don't go according to the plan. She takes her children's struggles personally as evidence that she's failed somehow. She might say things like, I just want everything to be perfect for them. I can't relax until everything's organized. If I don't do it, it won't get done right. But perfection is exhausting and impossible. And her children learned that love and is conditional on performance. Here's what the perfection mother needs to understand. Your children don't need a flawless life. They need to see how to navigate an imperfect one. Connection is more powerful than control. Her healing journey involves learning that she can't control outcomes, only her responses. Embracing good enough parenting, understanding that her child's struggles aren't her failures. Practicing presence over perfection. Practical steps for the perfection mother. Deliberately let something be good enough each day. Notice the difference between helpful planning and anxiety-driven control. Practice saying, we'll figure it out as we go. Archetype 3, the absent mother. This one might sting a little. Stay with me. She's there, but not really. Overwhelmed, checked out, scrolling, numb. Not because she doesn't care, but because she's drowning. She believes, I'm too broken to do this well. I don't have what they need. If I get too close, I'll fail them. I'm damaged goods as a mother. Often carrying deep unprocessed trauma, she learned to detach as a survival strategy.